Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon. Dangerous Dave here in the hot seat of Kennedy Malloy. Jane and Mick back in a week and a little bit. So Rostered Week Off, and you're going to hear some real gems from the show. And you might not have heard the original audio when Jane was caught in a compromising position by our security guard, Farris, who still can't look Jane in the eye. More coming up on that. Mick's kids have got nits. Makes you want to scratch your head just thinking about it. That's something parents have to deal with, including Mick Malloy. We'll hear about that in just a moment. But I'm going to give you a warning now, though, for those maybe kids in the car, little ears warning, because Gypsy Jane is about to appear on the radio. And she does horoscopes. She has the results of a survey about sex lives by horoscope. Enjoy.
This is a survey made by a company who makes dingers.
Yes, Skyn, S-K-Y-N. They do make,
Frangers.
Well, I like to call
Frangers.
Them Frangers. Condoms.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yes, they're a form rubber. Of contraception.
Yeah. Do you used to carry one around your wallet, Dave?
Love glove.
When you were...
My early
when
days.
You were always... When you were young, yeah. It used to be credit card.
Oh, got your condom.
20-buck note. Dinger.
Yeah.
Wishful just thinking. In case.
That's it.
Oh,
just
my
in
God.
Case. You never knew.
Well, I'm glad. That's very responsible.
I had a wallet that had like an imprint.
Oh, of that.
Because it had been this so long. Unused.
Oh.
Guys, I'm very impressed
you can't
to hear
be,
that.
You can't be overprepared, Jane.
I agree. Don't worry.
I sometimes pop one on before I go out. Just in case.
Do you?
I'm ready to go.
You can't drink a lot of beer then. That's got to be awkward.
So what is this? This is a company called who?
A company called Skyn. Yeah. And they have put out this new survey. And what they've done is they've gone and done a survey of a whole bunch of people and asked them their horoscope. And they've ascertained with a lot of questions that they ask people what they're best at in sex and what sort of thumbprint. Yes.
There's a horoscope.
Do you want me to read out the horoscope?
Well, I think I might
need Gypsy Jane music, though.
Oi. All right, here
That's
we go.
It.
Are you going to do it as Gypsy Jane?
A hybrid of Gypsy Jane.
Okay.
Capricorn, most confident in bed. Pisces, 30% have had open relationships. Aquarius.
I know a couple of them.
Use lube 51% of the time.
It's pretty specific information for a horoscope, isn't it? 51%?
Hold on. Leo, most likely to sext. Aries, last longest during sex.
Rules Dave out.
Scorpio.
Dave's not an Aries.
Wait for Scorpio. More likely to use restraints.
Whoa.
That's Kim, our producer.
Oh,
Virgo. Underreport number of sexual partners. Libra masturbates the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cancer has the most sex.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Hang on,
Mickey.
Of course. Gemini.
Oh, that's me.
Overreport number of sexual partners.
Yeah, at one, I reckon that would be.
Sagittarius most likely to use condoms. Hence the whole survey. Taurus, 28% fake orgasms.
So you're a Taurus?
How dare you?
What are you, just out of interest?
I'm Gemini.
What was Gemini again?
Overreport number of sexual partners. And you, a Cancer, has the most sex. Oh, that can't be correct.
Sadly, there's no one else involved. It's just me most of the time.
Anyway, you can find out more about this.
Very good, and it's a wide-ranging.
It is a wide-ranging. Apparently, do you want to, like, buy hair colour? If you've got red hair, you're the giver.
If you've got red hair, you're just lucky to get something, to tell you the truth. Just happy to get a run.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
There's Coldplay, Viva La Vida. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. We're digging into the archives of Kennedy Malloy, finding some nuggets of gold too, including this. Now, if I had hair, chances are I'd be about to scratch my head on the talk of having nits. Mick's kids have got nits.
I got a phone call just before.
Oh,
that.
No. You
oh,
are.
No.
I'll tell you who I'm going. This is my boys, okay. Fred and Lenny.
Are you sure you want to go with
I'm
this?
I'm going with this.
All right.
After all I've done for them in this life
stand by
and
everyone.
Beyond, and I get a call.
This is terrible.
from their mum going, just a heads up.
Well,
literally.
Oh, no.
What?
Lenny's got lice.
Oh.
Not happy, Jen!
As she says this, I'm on the phone. I notice I'm scratching the back of my head. I've got head lice. I'm going on the telly tomorrow night.
No.
I sat on a horse today. I could have given it to a horse.
This is terrible.
Look, want to wear my headphones?
No. I have been through the knit. If you touch my hair, I'll kill you. Back off. Back off. I'm going to kick you. I said back off. Listen.
Hey, Dave, you're safe. You're baldy.
Dangerous Dave is
but
safe.
I'm still scratching
my
head.
Seriously.
Mate, this is, you know what?
Look at me now.
Because your boys are only 6 and a half, mm-hmm. it goes till at least, till they're at least 12.
Oh, yeah,
so you got about 6 years ahead of you. Ha, ha, ha.
How has that
been through it? Because I've lived with having nits. It's just awful. And everybody says.
What do you do? How do you get rid of that?
Do not fall for the natural product. Where they say, oh, this is nature. It's got eucalyptus oil. Doesn't work. Mm. You need...
What do I need? Creosote or something?
Basically get some petrol out of the car.
I
siphon it out and
probably.
Wash your hair with some petrol.
What we're saying.
Pero or petrol. Go the hardcore option.
But I'm really itchy now.
Yeah.
Mate, if I swear to God, if I get nits now when I haven't had them for years, do not...
I've just been informed by the producer, James, that your headphones are stored in the same case, so that's probably what you've already got.
Seriously,
James.
I just felt like I was itching. You wait till you feel those little critters
look,
crawling on your head.
Now, look. It's like a circus act.
It is.
You will have to, you've got to wash all the sheets.
Like
you've got to put everything through. No way. I'm not giving you, as tempting as it is, I'm not going to give you a cuddle. Brian, now this is going to work.
This is from experience. We used Frontline or a similar doggy cat product.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of pumps on their hair before they go to bed at night. We tested it on ourselves first, of course.
Sure.
A couple of drops on in their hair before they go to bed at night, and I tell you, it's a knit holocaust.
Right.
The next morning, there will be knits and
all over the pillow. Go on.
Well. It does the job beautifully.
Brian, I wanted to do that, and everybody apparently said to me, oh, Jane, I don't think that's PC. You can't do that.
So let me get this straight, Brian. Your advice to me is get down to Pet Barn.
Yep.
That's it.
And get yourself some Frontline for puppy dogs.
Yes.
And knock yourself out. Brian, get off the line.
Brian, I'm supporting you all the way. That's brilliant.
All you zombies, it's the Hooters. And this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Day for you. Judith Lucy, a little later as we delve into the archives. Some things are just labelled weird, like this one. Mick wants a geisha. Let's have a listen.
A family is searching for a nanny to look after their twin girls.
So, yep, great.
Well, one of the job requirements is you've got to dress up like a different Disney princess every day. What?
Oh, this has got you written all over it.
I'm sorry. I'm just better check. Is that for the dad or for the twin girls? Because this is super sus. $53,000 a year. It involves picking up the girls after school 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And doing Disney-related activities. I love how they make this a Disney-related activity for women, like baking and singing.
Oh,
so you
fantastic.
Bake and sing, cooking dinner, and possibly putting them to bed. It comes with holidays and sick days, but they're pushing it and saying, I think this is a great opportunity for someone to get really creative and put magic into our girls' lives. Oh, my God. You can shove
that. You want to put your hand up for that?
You can shove your princess outfit up your clacker.
You're a good man.
I've been a nanny, trust me. That's hard.
Not required. You can't talk like that.
Well, there's no fun. It's not fun being a nanny.
You're Snow White too. You got the
Snow White. I'd be handing out poison apples to children I was in charge of.
With the nanny, I got very excited because I never knew what an au pair was until Phil McLaughlin got in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now I want to put my hand up.
No, except you wanted your au pair to dress in a French maid's outfit.
Well, like in the fantasy costume.
Yes, you
and,
wanted
and
like...
just do a lot of dusting.
Or a nurse.
Just do a lot of dusting. Just do a lot of dusting with a feather duster.
I'm bending over looking in the
over there, on the bottom shelf.
Yeah. You still have to look after children, by the way.
Do you know what? I'm very disappointed that there aren't geishas... Gate of getting around anymore because I would have thought that was a great job opportunity for a young lady.
You could go there now and get a geisha. You could.
But why? You don't understand their culture, Jane. You don't understand.
You are hilarious.
That is part of their culture.
I know, it's an art.
Do you know there was one Australian girl? was one of
Oh, yes.
I'd like to see your tea ceremony.
Oh, well, mine's really good. I've got antique cups and saucers. I can put a tea bag in a flipping cup. How hard is that?
A tea bag? That's not a...
Oh, tea ceremony. Please, Mr. Mick. Here's your tea. What the hell was that?
You're not taking this seriously. There was one, I swear this is a true story, there was one Aussie girl who went through the geisha school.
I know, I've seen her in 60 Minutes.
So that would be her tea ceremony, the tea bag.
Boing.
I saw her standing there. She looked beautiful, apart from the Crocs.
That is The Church, Under the Milky Way, a band who have performed live on this very show. Was it last year Steve Kilby came in? Love that, Under the Milky Way. It's Kennedy Malloy's Rusted Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave. This is so much fun. There are so many nuggets of gold, Jerry, to play for you, including one in a moment. It was when Jane was caught in a compromising position in the disabled toilet, caught by the security guard who just wandered on in. Anyway, you'll hear the original tape. That's coming up for you in just a moment. As we come up to the 50-year anniversary of man walking on the moon, Jane was recently outraged at something NASA have done.
Not many things make my blood boil.
Right.
Said me
that's
never.
Not true. I can think of a couple. Top of my head.
This story is so infuriating. NASA has cancelled an all-female, the first of its kind, two women outside of space station together, walking together. It's been cancelled. It was going to happen. But they don't have a spare suit to fit the other woman.
No.
They only have one girly space suit. Not two. So what happened was they had a bit of a test run of it. They have a medium spacesuit, one.
But hang on, are they different girls and men's, or is it just like a...
There's a medium suit and an L. And one of the women trained in a medium, and that fitted. And they went, oh, we've only got one M, and there's two of you. Here, try the large and see if that works for you. Walking in space, everyone.
Are they buying these off the racks, are they? Is this what's happening?
Weird,
is
it? So she's put the L on, and she's...
Is there some kind of doorbuster sale on suits, and you just have to kind of work
She was faced with the extraordinary dilemma, of course, as an astronaut wanting to do the first female-female space walk.
Sounds hot.
It does sound hot.
Female on female space.
Except she's got the large suit on and she's gone, you know what, this is a little loosey-goosey. It may not be
safe. Is my bum
look
fat in the space suit? Is my
oxygen leaking out through this space suit at all? So they've said, oh, you know what, we can't get a new space suit made in time. So guess what, we're going to replace you with a man. Oh,
well,
really? Yeah. Really? That's the best NASA can come up with?
But hang on, it's pretty hard to replace a space suit in space.
Sorry, isn't it like what NASA does? You have one job. Make a flipping two mediums.
I think I know now how they got herpes on that space station. It's from sharing the same space suit.
Oh, my God.
What is going on up there?
But seriously,
it's
running the show.
I can't believe it.
This was a tweet that went out. I mean, of course, everyone's up in arms. Hillary Clinton said, make another suit. Stat. How about you do that?
Well, she'd have an astronaut pantsuit.
That's
what she would have.
Yep.
I'm so angry about it. Can't stand
it'll pass.
Yeah, really?
It'll
no,
pass.
I'm going to just...
You'll be okay.
I'm not going to give up on it.
What,
I want to go. Why? I want to go when they finally do it. How about I go to NASA and watch it?
But all that's at stake is like they don't walk together.
I mean, all at stake?
Well, they can't catch up on maths, gossip? Is
hey, brother. Yeah,
like,
right.
Just one after the other.
You've had your little victories over the years with all the men doing the walks together. Oh, nobody likes it when it's two women out there in space. Oh, well.
No, that's the end of space. That's why men went to space.
That's right. Get away.
How dare you? How dare you?
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Coming up this hour, she was a member of The Late Show. Love her to bits. Judith Lucy will be joining Jane and Mick, part of our Rostered Week Off. That's soon, the age-old debate. Who are better, dogs or cats? Dr. Chris Brown weighs in on that. That's soon. But right now, let's hear this. And this created an amazing amount of reaction. We opened up the lines to create a list of activities that old people should be banned from doing.
Peter, get the ball rolling, mate. What do you think old people should stop doing?
I reckon Saturday mornings are sacrosanct from shopping. They shouldn't be allowed to go shopping.
Oh, it should be bad. Banned from shopping on a Saturday
Monday
morning.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
I'm putting white flag up because my dad, I think, is probably listening. They are perennial Saturday morning shoppers. And my sister and I have gone, what are you doing? You have all week. Why are you going when we're all trying to get a car park at Aldi? And at all the supermarkets, stop doing
it. What about their own lane, their own aisle?
Oh, yeah.
Where you just go, you can come on a Saturday morning, but you have to use the 80 or over aisle.
And stop deciding when you get to the supermarket which brand.
Stop having a chat.
Just do it.
We're not here for a chat.
Wow.
It's business. Just want to get me groceries.
Pete, we're with you. We're cranky.
Dan. Old people, what should they stop doing, man?
Oh, look, this might be controversial, but they need to stop giving advice.
Give Dan a prize.
All right, $100 fuel card coming your way.
Dan, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to up the ante. Not only should they stop giving advice, they should also stop ringing AM radio stations and complaining.
Are you talking about the old in my day sort of boring stuff?
Oh, the in my day. It's not your day anymore. This day is different. No. You can't. We don't bring our kids home from hospital in a shopping basket. We don't drink out of hoses.
Correct. Things we have seatbelts in our cars now.
All right. Jesus, a few people getting stuff off their chest here today. Dean's on the line. Dean, what do you reckon?
How you going, guys?
What should they stop doing?
I reckon gyms, more specifically the change rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now this is an issue. When I've been known to go to a gym, there's always that lady who likes to, you know, in more senior. Maybe she's got the boobs hanging
quite
a little low.
She's got
the National Geographic book happening in the breast department.
It's all swinging out.
What about the gents? There's some low hanging balls.
Oh, mate.
There's some low hanging fruit in that change room.
Terrible.
That's clacking away like an executive toy. Cut it out. Come on, mate. And then the old...
Not a good mental image.
And then the old blokes, you know what they do? The push me, pull you.
They put the towel...
I'm demonstrating in the studio, by the way. They put the towel in between their legs just start going, whooshka, whooshka.
Yeah.
No.
We hear you. I just want one more because Darren's got one. Jeez. Yeah. Hey, Darren, how are you?
How are you, guys?
What should old people stop doing?
Stop talking in detail about their operation.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rosted Week Off.
Blink 182, all the small things. Kennedy Malloy's Rosted Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave here. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, stay in touch with the show. The podcast's up and going. The guys are on Instagram as well. I think Mick put something up on Instagram earlier today. It was just a shot of an alarm with the word snooze. This is for a guy that does drive time radio. I don't really see why that's relevant. He would snooze every day. Anyway, Mick Malloy 66 or at Kennedy Malloy on Instagram. All right, I've been dying to play this one for you right now as we dig into the archives. Jane was caught in a compromising position at work by the office security guard.
All right, pull up a pew, have a listen to a tale of woe. What a way to end a week. You had a great week. It was Friday. It was after the show, Jane Kennedy. Talk us through.
I was had to change because I was going to a function.
Yep.
And I was changing and I went, usually, and I do it quickly in between we're on air because I use a particular toilet when we're on air because it's a disabled one. I checked that there was no one disabled in the building. Everyone had left.
It's fine, Jane.
So I went into the disabled toilet and I started changing. I thought, I'll quickly go to the toilet. And I thought, I wonder how long it's going to take me to get an Uber to where I'm going. And I make this terrible admission. I sat on the toilet and I used my phone while I sat on a toilet. I hate doing that. I never do it normally.
Wow. Yeah.
Next minute, whoosh, the door opens super wide. I'm sitting on the toilet in my bra and my pants and it's our security guard just staring at me going, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm going, whoa, man, shut the door. The door is on one of those
hydraulic doors.
That can't slam.
Oh, no.
And it was just slow motion. Five.
As this
four.
Rather large security guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty much.
I think he's from Somalia originally.
Yeah. He's a big fella. Yeah. Lovely bloke.
He is.
A little damaged now. I've seen him walking around today.
I just don't know
He looks like he's had a bad experience.
I just couldn't. Get over. I had obviously forgotten to lock the door, which is very unusual. And what he's doing was he opened it because he does just a flyby security check as he walks through our building.
Mm.
That's what I'm assuming why he just whooshka. But he didn't move. And it was just, it was a face-off. Well, it was a sit-off for me. And I was dying. I'm dying.
But you can't even shut the door from the toilet, though, because it's about 3 metres away, isn't it?
Away.
Jane, luckily you don't have any kind of fetish about toilets or using public toilets or why you don't use public toilets, because it never comes up. I mean, this is someone who won't let tradies use their your toilet.
We need to get him in, don't we?
No. I think we do.
No, please.
You know what we need to do? We need to go and recreate it and do it again so that you can deal with it properly.
No, yes, and I can see myself in the mirror going, this is not a good look.
In Excess with Kick on the eve of Mystify Michael Hutchins, which is in cinemas tomorrow. Brilliant documentary, which I've already seen. And if you love the music of In Excess and you're fascinated by the story of Michael Hutchins, you're going to love it. And we've got an In Excess special all lined up for you tomorrow as well. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off is what we're doing here right now. Dr. Chris Brown is our expert for all things animals. And Mick and Jane ignited the age-old debate in the studio. Cats or dogs?
This is not going to make the cat people happy.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Look, I like to be both, but I've got to say...
Get off the fence.
Off the fence. I got to say I spend more time with my cat than I do with my dog because of all my travel. The dog spends a lot of time on the farm.
So
and,
typical.
So you're judging, I can hear the judging tone in your voice now, Mickey. I don't like it one little bit.
You hear the judging tone in my voice too.
And I don't like
you think you know someone. You think you know someone.
I know.
And then you're confronted with this.
But no. Your cat gets on your Instagram more than your dog too. I'm not happy about that.
But there's many layers. You know, it's always nice to have extra layers. Mickey, you should learn about this. You can't just be everything to everyone. You've got to keep something up your sleeve. And
that's
this research,
true.
I did not like this research
all
one
right.
little bit for what you're about to say.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's because, well... just according to this, dog owners are happier than cat owners. Mm. This is what the study has shown. It's also found that dog owners are more likely to be married. That doesn't necessarily mean they're happy.
That hurts.
But apparently, even though cats have always got that skanky vibe about them.
Oh.
No, it's true. Do you have a cat, though?
They're better than you. They're better than
you. They're so haughty.
What are you looking at?
They're so sleazy.
What?
They just suck up to you when they want something.
The research says that 36% of dog owners classify themselves as being happy. 18% of cat owners say they're happy. It's because dogs give it away twice as much for free.
But that's what you want.
They're non-judgmental. They give it away for free. I mean,
I put it to you.
But a great example, you know, Jane Kennedy goes home after being sprung in a toilet with a pants around her ankles. Does the dog judge? No. It treats her the same way, and that's why she can be happy
would happily drink out of that toilet when Jane Kennedy gets off it.
It really would. It says a lot about their personality. They're willing to forgive. They're willing to forget. They're willing to move on.
Can a cat catch a frisbee? No, it can't.
What would a cat do when I came home? Nothing.
A dog cannot massage you lovingly and carefully like a cat
and
can.
Have that beautiful purr, I must say. That's pretty
dirty,
nice.
Rotten cat lover. I do it.
You are listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. We'll delve even further into the archives tomorrow. But for today, we've saved the best till last.
The start at the top with this girl.
For her new comedy show, Judith Lucy vs. Men, Judith has been looking back across some of her past romantic encounters.
There was the housemaid who I was completely obsessed with, who turned to me and just said, "You've got an okay face," and f***ed my best friend.
And in her new role as wellness warrior on The Weekly, she's been putting her body on the line.
I let a woman inject a litre of warm ghee into my back passage. Now, that's simply a sentence I never thought I'd have to formulate. And I will never eat butter chicken again.
Well, I certainly won't be having Indian tonight. Please welcome back Judith Lucy.
Hello!
Oh, sometimes it's not easy listening back to yourself and sitting here and thinking, and that's all true. It's all true, the ghee in the back passage. And, you know, the thing is, I actually let her do that 4 times. I had so much oil up my ass I could have opened a fish and chip shop. Anyway.
Welcome aboard. It's great to have you back. You've never had to make anything up. Your life
is just...
So full.
It's full, isn't it?
And
a bit crap. I mean, let's face it, if it were a full, fun, happy life, I'd have nothing to say.
You are talking yourself down, young lady.
When you say that you had some ghee,
yeah.
Was it like a health enema? Is that what we're talking?
Look, It was part,
you have to explain yourself, or I'm not going to have butter chicken again.
Ayurvedic detox. Tell you what was really a struggle. You had to keep it in there for some time, and I was on public transport. I was on a tram.
You did this on public transport.
They do it, and then you leave.
Wow. And then it's meant to just hang out in your intestines or something for an hour or something. So I'd be hopping on the tram and just crossing my fingers and my legs.
Ringing the bell. I might get off at the next stop, please.
Yeah, it was trying times. I will be honest with you. The oil didn't do much for my regularity, but I'll tell you something, the dim sims, along with the butter chicken, were amazing. So I just had a lot of food coming out of my arse.
Right.
Then, shall we try and raise the tone?
No, well, we just
stay in my backpack.
There she is, the great Judith Lucy. Hey, look, you missed any of our Rostered Week Off show today. It's been a ripper. You missed a real good one. Go to the podcast. We're putting a podcast up each day so you can get your Mick and Jane fix. And here's the thing. Podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts, and you can go back throughout the year and see what you missed out on too. All right, tomorrow's part of our Rostered Week Off. Kevin Peterson came in to talk about his work saving rhinos in Africa, and after he left, because it was a bit awkward for me and Mick in the studio with Jane and KP. Anyway, Mick had to confront Jane on her behaviour. You're going to hear that tomorrow. And we heard it before, but after Jane was caught on the toot by the security guard, Paul Farris, we took your calls on when you've been caught in that embarrassing situation. That'll be tomorrow for our Rostered Week Off. Hey, what's for dinner? Peckish, I'll be right round. We'll catch you tomorrow. Needs more cowbell, by the way.